What do you take away from this most recent 24-hour period with Scaramucci?
I think that Scaramucci had better be a lot more careful than he has been. He obviously likes the limelight. He obviously likes being in the media. I would say right now that he's being more pugnacious than effective. And I think that he ought to slow down a little bit and learn what he's doing. And I think the things he said about Reince, if he said them, where's his proof? I mean, it's totally unhelpful to have somebody going around starting family fights in public. And if he's going to be that divisive, I'm not sure he's going to be very useful to the president.
Well, he called into CNN and could be for the sole purpose of questioning Priebus. And the soundbite, I hadn't heard it, Newt, until Raymond Arroyo and Drew played it for me this morning. But this was, I mean, again, I'm just kind of old school. I mean, I work for Reagan. So I'm just kind of old school on this. Let's listen.
The leaking won't stop. I can't have a couple of friends up from Fox and Friends and Sean Hannity dinner with the president and his first lady without it being leaked in 7 minutes. It's absolutely, completely, and totally reprehensible. And as you know from the Italian expression, the fish stinks from the head down.
He went on to say that Reince can speak for himself about whether he's the one who leaked his financial disclosure form. It turns out his financial disclosure form was publicly available, and that's how the reporter got it.
Well, as I said, I think Scaramucci's full of himself. I think he got down here from New York. I think he's all excited. And I think he's frankly talking more than he's thinking. I mean, I think this is, you know, he needs to slow down and learn the business. This is not the same as being, it's almost the challenge that the president has. I mean, Scaramucci's not in a position of being a wealthy entrepreneur who says whatever randomly he thinks. His job should be to organize the communications of the President of the United States and to help the President communicate with the country. And picking fights internally doesn't get you there. I mean, it may get you news coverage, but Frank, he'll learn very quickly. You can get news coverage lots of ways. This is a city where if you're in the White House, you'll get plenty of news coverage. The question is whether or not it's useful news coverage, whether or not it actually gets you where you want to go. I'm very underwhelmed by this propensity to go out and pick, you know, first of all, attack your own side, and second, suggesting things that for the average American, you know, the head, by the way, is the President of the United States. It's not the Chief of Staff, so I don't know what he's referring to with that use of an old Italian saying, and he's certainly not suggesting that it's the President. So I just, you know, I'm very concerned that I originally said he's a great asset. I think he could be a great asset. But I think he's got to learn to be part of a team, and I think he's got to learn to be part of some kind of planned process if he's going to actually live that out.